numbers on the line. Just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. A split of a challenging road trip last week. You get an impressive win in Austria, 81-67 last Thursday, and then lose a heartbreaker right at the wire to Drexel, 68-67 on Saturday. Talk about the two games last week.
Sure. I thought we had a really good effort down in New York against a really good Hofstra team. We had three guys post a double-double, and I thought we played well on the offensive end and did a good job on the backboards and played a pretty complete game, shared the basketball on the offensive end. And then down in Philadelphia, we didn't play our best basketball. It was kind of sloppy on the offensive end. Shot selection wasn't very good, and we missed three one-on-ones coming down the stretch that, could have made a huge difference in the game. But I thought Drexel played really well with a lot of energy, and they competed, and it's tough to get wins on the road.
You touched on the three double-doubles, which is an incredible stat in itself at Hofstra. One of those guys that gets it that we haven't had a chance to talk about, Anthony Green, with 14 and points and 12 rebounds in that game, and a guy who doesn't always score a ton for you, but 71% shooting from the floor, so when he gets it, he's putting it in. Just talk about his development and the role that he plays for your team.
Yeah, I think that was probably Anthony's best game of the year. He competed buzzer to buzzer and really gave us a lift, and we really needed him because he's our lone big body, and when you're going against a Hofstra team that has multiple big bodies, we needed a performance like that from Anthony, and he delivered. And he's got tremendous potential. He's got great size and length, and jumps really well. Was a rim protector for us and can block shots, and his scoring is developing, and as he continues to compete and rebound and defend and the added bonuses to scoring, but he scores efficiently. He doesn't need many shots to make a difference, and that certainly was the case against Hofstra.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star 1 on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us after.
Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Doty. You may now ask your question.
Morning, Coach. How are you doing this week?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Hey, Rob sent a note this week that this is the first time in 21 years that each conference team has at least three losses after just 10 games. There have also been a remarkable number of close games, overtime games, and what people might consider upsets. And you've been in this conference for over a decade now. Have you seen anything like this? And do you believe that the tight race is due to, the absence of an elite team or two? Or do you just think that top to bottom is such a strong conference this year?
Yeah, I think there's more balance. When you say an elite team, I think we have a couple teams in the top 100, in terms of the RPI. So whenever you're doing that, you that's a pretty good team. I mean, we certainly, historically, when you look back at the VCUs or something like that, those guys were exceptional. But I think this year there's a lot of really, really good teams and some very, very good coaches, and everybody's got, at least a few good players that on any good night any given night could dominate a game. And when you see that, when the league is comprised of coaches and players and teams like that, you're going to get competitive games, and you're going to get balance in the standings. And, I think through 10 games, that's what you've seen.
Is that something that you and your staff kind of talk to your players about when you see, obviously you guys at Drexel, if you see a team like Drexel go beat Elon a couple of days before you play them, is that something you guys preach to your guys that they need to be on their toes every night?
Yeah, I mean, each and every, most important game is your next game, and, there's not any team in this league that is either so far superior that can't get beat or a team that is so far inferior that can't win. So it's the team that shows up and the competes harder and executes their game plan better, that's going to earn the victory. And it keeps everybody on their toes, and it makes it really interesting for the fans.
Thanks, Coach. Really appreciate the time today.
Thank you.
Astrid, can you get our next question, please?
Yes, our next question comes from the line of Brian Moe. You may now ask your question.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Brian.
Working on a story for the CAA tournament program about the offensive explosion that we're seeing in the CAA this year, number one in the nation in efficiency. And you've kind of been here long enough to see the evolution, maybe more of a defensive-oriented league 8 or 10 years ago, but now certainly a lot of talented offensive teams. What has that process been like for you as a coach, where maybe a defensive effort in 2017 or 18 is not the same as it was 8 or 10 years ago?
No, I think there are a couple of contributing factors. One, the game is continuing to evolve, and usually the college game takes its cues from the NBA game and the international game, and the analytics and the NBA is driving things to layups, dunks, free throws, and 3-point shots, and everybody's trying to get more efficient. And what was an acceptable good shot is getting 15 years ago is getting coached out of the game. No one wants to see pull up twos. They're not as valuable. So I think the game's evolving. The refereeing of the game, the officiating of the game, is evolving. Right? They want more freedom of movement. Maybe the old defensive tactics that were effective back in the day are now fouls and lead to really good scoring opportunities and efficient scoring opportunities for opposing teams. So, all the coaches are trying to get the fouling out of their team, because they're giveaway points. So the game's changing and so on. I think for us at our level, the difficulty in getting really polished big men is a challenge, through recruiting. And you have to develop them over a long period of time. And, I think the easier way to go is to get another perimeter-type player out there, either at your power forward position, and space the floor. And, those type teams, you see it's prevalent. William and Mary's been doing it for years. But it leads to another guy who can put up big numbers and can help inflate, the overall offensive efficiency of your team. So I think a lot of teams are going to that.
Is one style or the other more enjoyable to coach or less stressful to coach, or can you not really put it in that context?
Well, I tell you what, no lead is safe. Nowadays, we've been up in games, I think the Elon game, we maybe were up 20 plus in the first half, and they come out and make 4 straight threes, and here you go, you're back in the game. And I think the swings can be tremendous, and I think you've seen that in some of the games this year where people have had substantial leads and they just evaporate, and you could be behind by a lot, and all of a sudden you make 3 threes in a row, and it's a brand new ball game. So I think you have to stay in the game. There's no time to relax, and the flip side of that is if you're down, you can keep plugging and you can change the game in a 4 minute span and really climb back into it. So I think it's exciting. I mean, coaching is stressful one way or another, where you're coaching in the 50s or coaching in the 80s.
Thanks, Bill.
Sure.
All right, Bill, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Okay.